Interview. Hi guys, and welcome to the first ever episode of Two Music. What should I call it? Two Music.
You should call it the City Sounds.
The City Sounds. No, that's the game.
City Sounds. Name. Come on. City
no, Sounds I've already created the logo now. It's fucked. It's over. Like To Music Blog.
All right. So this is To Music Blog. All
right. Okay. Right. Hi
we're
guys.
We're gonna keep this in here.
We're gonna keep all of this.
Keep all of this. This is just so good right here.
Common
all right,
gold. All right. Okay. So, hi guys, and welcome to the first ever recorded
TO
Music Vlog. I have not forgotten the name. It's a great name. It's got a great brand. It's got feeling to it. It's got emotion.
It's like the Nike brand.
It is like the Nike brand, but much, much better. And the whole point of this vlog is to interview up-and-coming musical artists and DJs and performers and people who are really exciting on the Toronto scene right now. So, which is the reason why I've got you in here right now, and you're Mr. Alistair Moss, and your DJ name is Moss.
It's Moss with a zero. Instead of an O, it's a zero.
With a zero, which is really clever, which is, you know, just so Canadian.
And no one can tell the difference. Everyone just thinks it's an O.
So to be absolutely honest, I did not know the difference, so yeah, but you know, it's very artistic.
I should have did M055, but it's too late for that.
No, I think that would have been too much like Deadmau5.
Yeah, but Deadmau5 is awesome.
So. He is awesome. Are you awesome as well?
I'm more awesome.
Why?
Frankly.
Why are you more awesome than Deadmau5?
Have you? Do you like? Come on, like look at like. Come
you
on,
played
like,
Spice Girls in your last mix, but still.
I don't know.
That was just to impress me.
I think that Deadmau5. All his songs sound pretty much exactly the same, and all my songs sound very, very. don't get me wrong. I love Deadmau5.
Can we just name check? What's your SoundCloud account? What remixes?
SoundCloud.com/Alistair-Moss.
Okay, SoundCloud.com.
Alistair Moss. It's like the
so
it's like the
people
minus
who
sign.
Are listening to this
like
now
the minus
can,
sign. You know what a dash is? It's called. It's like the minus sign.
Okay, we've got
so
that.
So like
we've got
right
that.
There. Okay.
Cool.
Okay.
Cool. So, how long have you been making music for?
About 2 years now.
2 years? Yeah. What got you into music? What got you into house music?
Actually,
music?
What got me into DJing and music is actually I went on a trip to the Galapagos. It was a student trip.
Yeah.
It was a student trip when I just turned 18.
Uh-huh.
And we went to the Galapagos, and a good friend of mine, his name was Josh Hook. Mm-hmm. He was a DJ.
Yeah.
He has a SoundCloud too, and now he has less followers than me. So,
oh, really?
Oh, boy.
Loser.
But,
I'm just pouring
he got me into
guys.
It. He taught me how to DJ, and then I basically just got so into it because it was just so much fun, and I loved making and mixing music that I really developed more of my skills on my own, just literally by myself, just figuring it out. And now I'm where I am now. And I'm glad I met Josh on that trip to the Galapagos.
That's a crazy story.
It is a crazy
story. It's exotic.
Story.
I like it. Not many DJs have that.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. So. Where have you played lately? You know, what's going on in your life right now?
Well, I played briefly at my birthday party and briefly at Damon's show.
Yeah, that's true.
Recently, big venues that I did a Veld Music Festival, which was,
when was that?
Pretty exciting. That was August 3rd and 4th during
oh,
the summer.
Cool.
It was good. Mark Oliver, he used to be the resident DJ before the government got broken down. Yep. He's a good friend of mine. He's been friends with me for a while. He's a lot older than me. Mm. A lot older. He's a little older than you. Even.
How old are you?
I'm only 21 years
old.
Oh. I'm just a baby.
Okay, cool.
But, so Mark told me that I could come on set with him for half an hour, and I did a back-to-back set with him for half an hour.
Nice.
At Veld Music Festival. And some of the notable headliners for Veld Music Festival were Calvin Harris and Armin Van Buuren.
Are they role models for you?
No, Calvin Harris. God, no, not Calvin Harris.
Oh, really? How come?
I don't know. I think his music's kind of shitty and kind of sold out. But, don't get me wrong. His songs are all catchy. Like, they're all, like, catchy and good, but they all sound exactly the same. Basically, like, what progressive house sounds like these days. But
yeah, but it sells, though, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah.
My mom loves Calvin Harris and Avicii. My mom loves Avicii and Calvin Harris.
Do you know what I didn't realise? That Avicii Wake Me Up song, the video to that, is sponsored by Denim & Supply, Ralph Lauren. The whole video is like a big advert for that brand.
I know.
I had no idea. I've never seen the video before.
All the progressive house DJs sold out. It's hilarious.
And I hate that song anyway, because coming from England, like, that is the epitome of American shit music right now. It's like EDM. It's like mixed between country music and soul music and EDM, and it's just commercial bullshit.
I actually love that song.
Yeah, I know. I knew you'd say that. But have you heard the original by Alan Black?
Yeah. No, the original. The original was the remix.
No, the original.
It wasn't.
Really?
I know this for a fact. So Avicii did a song with Ella Black, and it was Wake Me Up. And Wake Me Up got released before True came
out. Really?
And when, right before True's, his album came out, Ella Black went and made his own version.
I actually did not know that.
Yeah.
Because the video to the Ella Black song is much more like...
Well, Ella Black's claim to fame was the song, I need dollar, that's what I need. Yeah.
Which is an amazing track. And he's just got a new album out as well. I love Aloe Black. I think he's amazing. He's a great dancer. He's a very sexy man.
I think he's as good at me at dancing.
That leads me to my next question. Where did you learn to dance, Mr. Moss?
Taught myself.
Yeah?
I've never taken a dance lesson.
You have a very distinctive dance style. It's, you know, you bring a bit of rope.
Well, I grew up around when I was in, I think...
Have you always lived in Toronto?
Probably. I've always lived in Toronto, Actually, I went to high school... Partially in the States. So
did you? Whereabouts?
Logan, Utah, actually.
Oh, wow. Exotic.
Yeah. Not exotic.
It's exotic to me. It's not exotic at all.
You just got Mormons there. Christ. Just Mormons left and right. And I don't want to piss off too many people from Utah that are going to listen to this. You know what? We'll just skip right
let's
by
just, let's
Utah.
Just skip this, yeah.
Utah. Cool. But mostly I've lived in Toronto my entire life. Good. I learned how to dance, essentially, when I was in, I think it was 8th grade.
Uh-huh.
I had a little obsession with, did you ever see the Step Up movies?
Yeah.
You know, Channing Tatum. And
Yeah.
So the second one was all like taking the crew to the streets. We got to make a crew. We're going to beat the best crew. Like all this stuff. And I was watching this as a kid. I was like, my eyes were glued. I was like, oh my God.
Really?
I loved it.
Yeah.
So I got a little obsessed with it and watched Stomp the Yard and all those good things. Stomp the Yard. You Got Served.
Yeah. Like,
that was my scene. And I learned some dance moves from there, and then I got on the internet and found some more dance moves, and
so how do you
created my style.
You have a very, very distinctive style of dancing. How do you merge that with your DJing? I mean, when you're doing a set, do you some moves in the booth, or...?
Usually for my last song, like when I'm going off and someone else is coming back on, I usually do earlier sets because I like to dance. I like to drink.
Yeah.
I like to drink when I can. Like, if once I get drunk, like, I can't DJ the same. It's like, it's not as good. So I'll usually play, like, 11 to 12 or 10 to 11.
See, I think that's a good set to play because that keeps people going. That's an really crucial set.
And for my last song, my transition song, I'll play a song I know personally that I'm seasoned and able to dance to.
Okay, such as?
When my set comes off, such as probably the Mercy R.L. Grand and Salva remix.
Okay.
And I can really cut a rug to that one.
Nice.
So I'll play that, and then I'll get out, and I'll dance on the dance floor, and everyone will be like, oh, shit, oh, hi.
The DJ's dancing.
And then I'll stay on the dance floor for about 7 or 8 more minutes before I go and get my next drink.
Yeah.
Just to promote the next DJ to come on.
I mean, do you feel that DJs don't do enough in the booth physically? Do you feel like they're boring? I feel like
Afrojack doesn't do enough in the booth. But
really?
I feel like a good DJ, like...
It doesn't matter.
Really? It only matters about how good their mixing is, what songs they're playing, how good those songs fit to the rest of the crowd.
Yeah.
How is their set? It only matters about the music they play.
Okay. Yeah. No, that's a very, very fair point.
It doesn't matter what they're doing in the booth. If they're taking their shirt off and they're ripped and it's like, oh my God, this guy's got the nicest abs. Yeah, that's a plus. But who cares?
I don't know. I think that would turn me off, to be honest. If I was in the audience and I saw that, I'd be like, no. Kind of distracting from the music.
It wouldn't. These guys are like, some of these guys are like bodybuilders. They're like stereotypical like fireman strippers. You know,
that's
they like
not cool.
They have their
maybe
big,
it appeals to the male
pectorals.
Members of the audience. You know, the
it doesn't really appeal to me. I find it's like a very good selling point to those. Yeah. Like you're not one of those like white trashy girls. Like those girls, just, like the stereotypical girl. I'd be like, oh my God, I'm here with my bitches. We're here to see